This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a magnificent venture capital investor and private equity investor, Krishnan Ramaswamy. Krishnan is going to tell us about his journey, his funds, how he sees competition and strategy evolving, what he's most excited about this year, and a little bit more. Krishnan, can I ask you to take a moment and introduce yourself?
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you so much for the opportunity to visit with you today. I've got an engineering and finance background. I went to Princeton and Wharton and went through some of the more traditional type of professional training in investment banking and consulting. I'm based in Los Angeles, and most of my career has been kind of West Coast focused. And so coming to private equity, I brought a full skill set with a real bent towards technology. I think it's fun. I think it's really taking over parts of traditional business in so many interesting and intriguing ways. My practice focuses really on kind of operational excellence, deal structuring, and a flexible orientation. So to be to just kind of put myself on the map here, I'm an independent sponsor, and I'm focused on deals with EBITDA of 3 to 25 million. And I'd say our sweet spot is probably 5 to 10 million. And so if you're not familiar with what an independent sponsor is, most of the deal process is very similar to the rest of the world of private equity, except rather than having committed funds, we've got a broad set of capital relationships, which we curate really for each situation. We've been backed by over 50 capital providers in the last 24 months. We've closed two transactions, one in IT managed services and one in pediatric dental. In terms of how I go to market, I'm affiliated with a broker-dealer, so I'm also able to do minority deals. I'm partnered with my colleague Neil Doshi of M-Cubed Capital Partners, who brings over 15 years of operating experience and also helps cover the East Coast. So this makes us, I feel, particularly competitive in a number of industry verticals, including manufacturing, staffing, technology, and healthcare.
Let me ask you just a couple questions real quickly, Krishnan, and thank you so much. Getting backed for a particular deal, how hard is it? Is it harder to find the deal or to find the capital for a deal? Or is it both equally hard? What do you sort of view that on the spectrum of as an independent sponsor, lining up deals, lining up capital versus a committed capital fund? What's the harder part? What's the more exciting part? Talk a bit about both those.
That's a great question. The world is full of deals. There's thousands of deals brought to market every year. But finding the right capital provider and then getting the transaction closed, that's where you have a much higher degree of difficulty. And we've gotten to the point now where we look for at least 3 times the amount of capital needed in order to close a transaction. But once we get into exclusivity, there are a bunch of potholes which you have to be able to navigate. And that's where the skill, I think, comes, and some of the biggest challenges we've encountered, actually getting that deal closed when some of the diligence and things you find out about the company end up being a little different than originally advertised.
And what about the issue of you're competing often with committed capital funds, traditional VC or private equity funds, and how hard is it to convince a platform company or a seller that, hey, we're going to raise the funds, don't worry. Yes, we don't have a committed capital fund, but we've got a track record of getting deals done now. Now, in some ways, another 15, 20-year track record. How much of a hurdle is that to get over in convincing a seller that or a partner that, the funds will be there, don't worry?
Yeah, great question. That's something that can pose a challenge from time to time, but we can usually establish some credibility in terms of our experience closing deals, some familiarity with their industry, and then also kind of empathizing with the seller's needs and hopes. In other words, what is he looking to do once the transaction gets done? Ideally, he continues to run the company. And so in that case, how does he want to grow? What does he want to do in terms of expansion? And what does it look like going to the next level? We can really establish credibility in being a growth partner for that entrepreneur. So that's usually, if we can be successful telling that story, we're usually able to get over the hump there.
In two different areas of investment in the last year, managed IT and pediatric dental, are you opportunistic fully? Are there specific areas that you focus on or most excited about? How do you look at the world of what you look at?
Yeah, so I would say the vast majority of what we do fall into a couple of areas. One would be business services, and that includes tech-enabled business services. And then the other might be healthcare. We more selectively look at things like manufacturing or technology or other kinds of areas, logistics. But I'd say the biggest areas and where we spent the most time is in those areas of business services and healthcare.
Got it. And you think you'll continue to spend your time in those areas? I mean, the business services area is a great area, particularly if you could pick the right teams to work with, the right technology, the right teams, and so forth. And then healthcare continues to evolve, and there's obviously a ton of money in healthcare. Are there specific niches in those areas you look at, or more generally healthcare? Pediatric dental is a very specific sub-niche. How do you sort of look at it from there? Is you're in, you know, business services, healthcare, continue to be excited about those areas, and other sub-niches within those areas that you're focused on?
Yeah, so we do have particular areas that we are most interested. In the business services area, ideally, we've got a business which is majority recurring. And that would either be with contracted customers on annual or multi-year type contracts, or at least highly recurring kinds of customer bases where you have got, you know, good visibility on revenue. The more technology or differentiation, probably the better. One of my early successful transactions was being the first institutional investor in a company called LegalZoom. And in that one, you know, it was really a business service where you're bringing technology to a traditional kind of transaction that was otherwise very manual. So we like that area quite a bit. In healthcare, you've got to be very selective, primarily because you have changes in regulation happening all the time. And so things like reimbursement rates or state-by-state rules can make it quite complicated. So when it comes to that, we generally look for areas where there's a lot of stability and it's something you need to have even during COVIDs or pandemics or things like that. So you try to make it as essential as possible.
Magnificent. And then take one moment on what are you most excited about this year?
So this year, we are working on a couple of deals that we're pretty excited about. One is in building products, and this is a transaction where we're teaming with a very experienced entrepreneur who is going to be expanding into new geographies. We think he brings a nice technology angle to it that brings some differentiation. And even though that's an industry that can have some ups and downs, he's got tremendous amount of backlog and great customers. So that's one we're quite excited about. We're hoping on a close on that in the Q3 timeframe. Another one that we're working on is one which is in consumer e-commerce. There we're putting a couple of assets together. One of them is in kind of the monthly subscription space, and we'd be looking to add a jewelry gifting company to it as well. That's a compelling opportunity for us. We see lots of room to grow that one. And the last thing I just wanted to say is that we're also ramping up a direct sourcing way to go to market where, you know, most of my career, I haven't relied on deals brought in by bankers and brokers. I've done much more direct reach out. And so now that kind of process has really evolved with a lot more technology and cloud-based tools. And so we've started to add that to our tool set as well. So I'm excited about the potential there.
What a magnificent career. And Krishnan, continued good luck. Where can people learn more about you if they've got a deal they want to talk to you about, if they need advice, if they got money they want to put to work? How do people learn more about you, Krishnan?
Oh, thank you. No, this my website is fallbrookpe.com, and it's got ways to contact me through phone or through email. We review hundreds of deals a year, and so I'm always looking for something new and interesting and different. So I'd welcome speaking with anybody who might have a potential candidate in mind.
Well, what a magnificent career. Continued good luck. We can't wait to visit with you again, and good luck in these deals closing Q3.
Thank you so much.